Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, as we've been telling you. Sunday, April 24th, is a very special day in New York City. The Government of Ireland and the Irish Community official centenary ceremony marking the 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising of 1916 is taking place at Wagner Park, Battery City, in New York. To fill us in on the latest information on what we can expect on that very significant day, let me welcome Anna McGillicuddy, Deputy Head of Mission at the Consulate General of Ireland in New York. And Anna, you are very, very welcome.
Adrian, thanks for that, and hello to all your listeners. It's a privilege to speak to you, and thanks for the opportunity to share some information about what, as you said, is going to be a really special and important day.
It's an important day from beginning to end, but I think for the purposes of clarification, you might fill us in on the beginning and what time should everybody get there.
Thanks for that, Adrian. We're recommending that people come to Wagner Park in Battery Park City, which is down at the very tip of Manhattan, as you know, Adrian, for 11 o'clock, for 11 a.m. that morning, Sunday 24th of April.
Wagner Park, for the benefit of those who are going to be heading down there, Wagner Park is indeed adjacent to, it's actually leaning up against Pier A, the newly refurbished Pier A in Battery Park City, which has more than an Irish connection, has a very cultural, ethnic Irish connection in the person of owner Danny MacDonald. So it's for a visual, if you're driving, if you're walking down, Pier A is a great, really a great landmark, and you will see it. It looks like, somewhat akin to the government offices, the Dáil Éireann. It could be Caithness. It's right there in front of you. And it has a history of its own.
It does, Adrian. You know, it's a wonderful spot, and we're so grateful to Danny MacDonald and all his team who have, you know, helped us so much on this, as have so many other members of the community, in bringing the special day of April 24th together. And you'll know, Adrian, that Pier A was founded and built by the first Irish Catholic mayor of New York, W.R. Grace, and it also served for many years in the 19th century as a landing place for immigrants first coming to America. Of course, so many of them were Irish. And we talked about that we're going to have a solemn commemorative ceremony marking the 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising of 1916 next to Pier A in Wagner Park. And it's a beautiful setting, really, as I said, right at the tip of Manhattan, overlooking the Statue of Liberty. And what will happen that morning, we're recommending people come at 11 a.m., at 12:04. And 12:04 is a specific time chosen because that's the moment Port Pierce stepped outside the GPO and read the proclamation 100 years ago. So at 12:04, the civic ceremony will begin. There's capacity for about 6,000 people in Wagner Park, and we'll have, you know, full sound system and hopefully big screens so everybody can see and everyone, you know, will feel part of it. And the ceremony will be simple. And I know a lot of your listeners, so many friends of Ireland, will have been watching events in Ireland 2 weeks ago over the Easter weekend. And the ceremony will mirror exactly what happened at the GPO. So what you'll have is some welcome remarks from Battery Park City Authority, because they have been so, so helpful to us, possibly by our Consul General, special guest from Ireland, and then the ceremony proper, which involves the reading of the Proclamation of the Republic, that beautiful document, by a member of the Irish Defence Forces. We're so delighted to have Óglaigh na hÉireann and the Irish Defence Forces coming out, a colour party, to take part in the ceremonies, and it's sort of in recognition of how important this is. we'll have, we very much expect to have the participation of the 69th Infantry Regiment of New York.
Great.
And between the 69th and the Irish Defence Forces, they'll sound the last post. We will have lowered the flags and the tricolour. And then after the last post, we will raise the tricolour and the Star Spangled Banner. We'll have a further moment of music. We'll have singing of national anthems by the fantastic Maxine Linehan, a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the solemn ceremony concludes. We think it'll conclude just before 1 p.m. that day.
Okay, now let's start and emphasize that this is absolutely open to not only Irish people, but Americans too, to friends of Ireland. This is the Wagner Park segment of this, and the ceremonies are open to anybody who chooses to come. You don't have to do anything further. Show up.
Adrian, that's it. Come along on the day. And, you know, I would say to people as well, please do bring your friends and your neighbours. And I go back to the question, and I suppose Maureen Murphy led a huge community effort, Professor Maureen Murphy of Hofstra University,
yes,
last year in New York and kind of the New York metro area, in bringing together organizations and people and bringing together a huge calendar of events to mark this special year. And why are we marking this special year so kind of magnificently here in New York? I suppose it's about what Professor Joe Lee of New York University says,
yes,
you know, no New York, no America, no Easter Rising. So about shining the light on the transatlantic contribution, vital contribution to the Rising and all efforts towards Irish freedom. But it's also about the contemporary relationship across the Atlantic, about the strong Irish community here. It's about, you know, friendship. It's about solidarity. And, yes, all are welcome. So bring your friends, and 6,000 people capacity, so there's room for everybody.
For clarification again, it is a commemoration, but it's also a celebration of the Irish of the last 100 years in America, primarily in the New York metropolitan area, which obviously would include New Jersey, Connecticut. And it's from the East Coast. This is it. This is the pinnacle of the events which are going to take place throughout the year. Up till today, there was some information, but not as comprehensive as your website, Ireland2016ny.com, and the forward slash brings you to Welcoming Ireland, Wagner Park. Welcoming Ireland, where does that fit into the commemoration?
Sure, thanks, Adrian. And thanks for mentioning the website, because that will be a great source of information for people interested in the day. Adrian, the day is broken into two. We have our solemn commemorative ceremony in the morning. And, you know, I say solemn, and it will be solemn in a simple ceremony, but, you know, I very much think it'll be inspirational as well as we gather together as a community. And then the second part of the day is a cultural celebration. And we have called that Welcoming Ireland. And that suggestion came from a member of the community who said, why not call it Welcoming Ireland? Because so many generations of Irish people were welcomed here in New York and are still welcome today. And we very much hope that Ireland welcomes Irish America and our American friends. So that's why it's called Welcoming Ireland. So what is it? It's a day long, 5 to 6 hours of top-notch cultural entertainment, heritage, lectures, music, dance, and we are so thrilled. I mean, I have to say, Adrian, 24th of April is really about a big community mehel, as they say in Irish, a big community coming together over the last year and in the last few months in particular. And if people go on the website, they'll see that every Irish and Irish-American cultural organization and institution has thrown in their lot and are coming together on the 24th of April the Irish Rep Theatre, Irish American Writers and Artists, the Irish Arts Centre. We have Glucksman Ireland House, of course. We have Origin Theatre with Cultus Cultori Éireann. And more.
And top line bands and entertainers, some of them from Ireland and from here. So it is. It's a concert, it's a festival, it is a commemoration, but it is a day actually from 11 o'clock in the morning until 5:30. We say 5:30 because we want to leave a half an hour for those who are stuck into the day to get themselves ready to leave. But it's a full day of commemoration, of celebration, and we look forward to it. Now, some key questions. What happens if the skies open and it's raining on the day?
Well, Adrian, I know you're working very hard on that, and I know you're not going to let that happen. But we have some contingency. Wagoner Park, which is the main venue, and it will, you know, after the solemn commemorative ceremony, it will be turned around really, really quickly, and there'll be a large stage, and then you will have music, fantastic music, six, seven acts, which are all on the website, which I think something for all the family, and people will really, really enjoy it, and more acts to be announced. But Wagner Park is open air, and so we're very much hoping, and as we always do in Ireland, that it will be a bright and sunny day. We have some contingency. We have a very large marquee between Pier A and Wagner Park, which, you know, will look after some people in the event of some rain. And also, Adrian, as we've been talking about Pier A, Danny MacDonald's Pier A, that will be open to about 2,000 people. We do have capacity issues there, 6,000 Wagner Park, 2,000 in Pier A.
Right. And also the number of cultural events taking place, many of them at the same time, one would need to choose. If you have a preference, if there is something that you would absolutely want to see in the cultural events, how is that secured?
So, Adrian, anyone that's interested in looking at the extensive program in PRA can go on the website, as I said, www.ireland2016ny.com, and you can look and see, you know, I want to go to the Honor Malloy's Into the World panel discussion about intergenerational ideas of Irishness. And I also want to go and see Jean Butler and Paul Muldoon, the poet and the dancer. All you have to do is register for tickets on the website. So there are 2,000 tickets available. So what we're asking people to do is register their interest and in about a week's time, you'll be told, hopefully, here's your ticket, and you can print it out.
Next week, we will be announcing the follow-up. And also, I would like our listeners to know that if you log on to our website, irishradio.com, we give you the direct link to the Irish government website, to the Welcoming Ireland cultural celebration. The date is the 24th. It is a Sunday, the 24th of April. The reading of the proclamation, again, will take place, will happen at 12:04. 100 years, not just to the day, to the hour, but 100 years to the minute, of the most famous and historic event ever to take place on the island of Ireland. That about covers it. I do want to say, though, that the website, all of the information which you have given to us, Anna McGillicuddy, has been updated. So if you went to the website yesterday, or before yesterday, there wasn't a lot of information on it. Every screel of information that you would want, friends, is on the website. Again, that's ireland2016ny.com/welcomingireland, and you can take it from there. or you can log on to irishradio.com effective immediately and get all of that information. Anna McGillicuddy, Deputy Head of Mission at Consulate General of Ireland, thank you for giving us the update and the news breaking story of the day. By the way, all information, further information, this website will be updated from now until the 24th of April. Many thanks for joining us, and our congratulations also to the Ambassador, Consul General of Ireland, New York, Barbara Jones. Thanks again.
Adrian, thanks, and can I just say I greatly look forward to the day. Great. Thanks again to all the people in the community, all the organizations and all the individuals who are making the day happen. And I look forward to seeing you there on the day, Adrian, and so many of your listeners. I think it's going to be a really, really historic and an unprecedented gathering of the Irish and Irish-American community and all our friends this year.
Considering that we waited 100 years for this very special occasion, we're glad to hear that it's, and we know it is going to be historic, and again, no reason for anybody to second-guess this. It's going to be great. Anna McGillicuddy, again, Deputy Head of Mission at the Consulate General of Ireland, thank you for joining us this morning, and friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.